Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you haven't got this book, you got to get this book. This book is by Pastor John Kilpatrick. It's called When the Heavens Are Brass, and it's forwarded by Steve Hill, was the evangelist at the Brownsville Revival. And these are, it's great wisdom in this book right here. And he talks about in his first chapter about the devilish dominion under brassy skies. And we've been talking about the Dream Center, about the atmosphere of heaven, because we're called to ask God for his kingdom to come, and we're kingdom containers. And so we should walk continually in the presence of God, us with God, God with us, one with God, one with the Spirit. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be. When people are with us, if we're with God, they can tell we've been with God, if we've been with God. I mean, that's the whole thing. And so we've been talking about that, and it's been very encouraging just hearing about, you know, how to really, you know, and we're called to go into the kingdom of darkness to be able to advance the kingdom of light. We're children, you know, of the light. And so when you look back at, and you look at Pastor John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, when you think about it, imagine being locked in a soundproof room. And you can just talk, but you can tell your words aren't going anywhere. And so somebody goes on the other side of that door and says, "Can you hear me?" And it's kind of muzzled, but I can't really make out what you're saying. Now imagine if you're talking to God, and that's how it's coming over to God. It's just muzzled. I mean, you're speaking through all of this second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, and because, you know, things have happened, or you've allowed some things in your life, that it's muddying up your words, and the enemy's able to have a field day with those things because of brassy heaven. So it's literally almost like a brass heaven. And he talks about it. I mean, scriptures is he says that you'll be cursed, that if you do these certain things, then you will have a brass heaven over you, but also the ground will be famine at your feet. So think about, you're experiencing famine in your life. You feel like you're under these brass heavens that, you know, I just don't feel like God's not hearing my prayers. And he says very specifically that, you know, if this is going on in your life, then he's not hearing your prayers. You know, when he talks about, if you want your prayers to be heard, that you need to have a good relationship with your spouse, right? And do your best to have a good relationship with your spouse. Don't dishonor them. But a brassy heaven. So he talks about, you know, some different things here about, and I encourage you to get the book. We'll make it available to you where to get it on the torch. But the first thing he talks about, one of the things that can happen in regards to how you can have a brass heaven over you, he says, you know, fleshly or carnal leadership brings brassy heavens. That's one of the things he talks about. And he talks about a couple of things. But one is that you can have this person that's got, they're a great leader. I mean, they have great skill base. They have a great gift. But they're just, you know, using all these worldly concepts and the philosophies of men, and they got you captive, like it talks about in Colossians 2:8. But it's just like, it's going nowhere. So you can have all this passion for God and all this desire for God, but because you've placed yourself under carnal leadership, worldly leadership. For example, as we talked about, there's some people that place themselves under, in this particular incident, under these, quote, pastors that declare openly on ABC News that they're atheists. Well, that causes the people that are there, if there is any Christians there, actually, that, and there's like 1,000 folks that go there, that they're under that. So it makes a difference who you marry. It makes a difference who you put yourself under. It makes a difference that it's not, you know, so many people think, you know, well, I like the way that he dresses, or I like the way that he sings, and man, they can play the trumpet, or they can do this and they can do that. It's like, do they know God?
Hello.
You know, is this man or woman, do they have a heart for God? When you're with them, can you tell that they've been with God, or do they just kind of do their song and their dance? You know, do they know? You're going to need, the only thing that's going to be able to release and quote their ministry, unquote, towards you, what God wants for you is the Spirit of God and the anointing of God. And so if they're fleshly and carnal, it ain't going to happen.
That's right. Mm.
So one of the ways that, you know, you could be walking rightly, but you just position yourself up under ungodly, worldly, carnally minded leaders. And so you need to find, you know, a place to that has a leader that just loves God. They may not have as many talents and as many things that make your flesh feel good, but you've tried that and look what it's gotten for you. Hmm. It's better to know God than to know all your vocabulary words. Anyway, so another aspect that can cause brassy heavens that, you know, John Kilpatrick talks about in his book, When the Heavens Are Brassed, is being disobedient towards God can cause brassy heavens. I mean, you think about it, when he writes about it in Deuteronomy, the Word God writes about it, he says in the blessings, he says, and this is King James, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you hearken to the voice of the Lord. Blessed shalt you be in the city, and blessed shalt you be in the field. The curse is, but if you but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to my voice and follow the Lord, the heavens that are over you shall become brass, and the earth under you shall become iron. That's Deuteronomy 28:2-3 and Deuteronomy 28:15-23. And so obedience opens the skies and softens the soil to be fertile in your life. Disobedience causes brassy heavens and hardens the ground under you that can't be fertile. And there's so many people, it's like everybody around you can tell you why it's a brassy heaven over you if this is your issue. If you're disobedient, right. You're walking around, you're constantly going, I'm trying to figure out how to follow God without following God. How do I have an open heaven above me while I refuse to do anything that God wants me to do? When I know he's been dealing with it, get this thing out of my life, to do right in my marriage or do right in my family, my business, leadership, whatever it is. And it's like, you know, if you want fertility in your life, if you want your work to be fruitful, if you want the heavens to be open, you want God to hear you when you talk, think about that. It's obedience. And I love what he writes in this book. It's just so powerful. You got to get it, you know. But you think about it. Jesus came at a time when it was 400 years of brass heavens. I mean, it was iron soil. I mean, it was huge disobedience everywhere. And so he breaks through. Jesus comes in his birth in a manger and walks out as we walk out, all God, all man, but he chose not to use his God qualities as he's walking out. And the only way, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. In his obedience, he was so obedient. Think about this. Jesus was so obedient to the Father. This is what he says. That he busted through 400 years of brass heaven, and an open heaven appeared over him when he was baptized. And people heard a muzzled voice because theirs weren't open, but it was open over him. And the Father said from heaven, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Mm. But it was his obedience walking with the Father. He was obeying the Father. It wasn't like a switch that's clicked. I mean, he walked out in obedience to the Father, and that released, and it opened. He busted through 400 years of brass heavens and iron soil and just him and the Father. And he's just, the Father says, do this, and he does it. He did everything the Father, he did nothing and said nothing unless the Father told him to do it or say it. And in that obedience, it busted open the heavens to where some people heard thunder. But the Father said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Think about that. Mm. So many people are waiting for somebody else to bust the heavens open for them while they're walking in disobedience. But the thing is like, this is, you have to understand, you stand alone before God, so you might as well start walking alone before God in regards to what you're going to do or not. Are you going to obey God? Are you going to start keep blaming everyone? I'm going to hear more testimonies about the reason why I rob people and hurt people and kill people and shot people and all this kind of stuff because somebody hurt me way back when. It's like, what about all the things that you did? It's just like, when are you going to own your own sin and just go, I was wrong, and then repent for it? Because if you blame it on someone else, they own your destiny. You cannot repent for what you don't own. And so one way in regards to the disobedience, if you're disobedient before God, listen, forget about what people think about you. Become obedient. God will forgive you, and you can begin to walk this, and all of a sudden, despite what other people are doing, they may hear like a thunder sound, but you're going to hear, this is my son. This is my daughter, to whom I'm well pleased. I mean, you can bust through those heavens. You can have an open heaven over you while the person right next to you doesn't have an open heaven over them. And it's about obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what he called it. This is how we love God. We love God by obeying God. And when we do that, even Jesus did it. That's how the heavens got open. That if you want to break these brassy skies and this iron soil up under your feet, think about it. What you need to do is, first of all, check yourself to find out who you put yourself under. Mm. And if you sold out for gifts, if you sold out for talents, if you sold out for a children's program, instead of getting up under a man of God who hears God, who prays and cries out to God and depends on the Spirit of God or woman of God, understand this, you got to shift. Because no matter what you're going to do, if you put yourself under that, you put yourself under their skies. Secondly, you know, I've got to begin to walk this out. I got to walk in obedience. I got to bust through these brassy skies. I got to soften the soil. And I'm going to obey God because he says, I will have open heavens above me. This is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to get this book. I'm just kind of briefing through it. But we're talking about, you know, at the Dream Center, we've been just pondering, you know, how they were supposed to walk in the atmosphere of heaven. When people come around us, they should know that we've been with God. But you have to be with God before they will know you've been with God. Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? How do we walk in that? And one way is that, you know, and that's why the Lord has me reading John Kilpatrick's book, you know, When the Heavens Are Brass, to help us understand we have to deal with our own choices. This is what this is about. Okay, we talked about these other things, but now we have individual choices that we're going to have to make that will position us to have an open heaven. I mean, think about that. Don't you want to open heaven over you and your family and over your ministry and over your church and over your business, your company, or your region or your city or your nation, our nation? Think about that. It's obedience. Obedience blows open these heavens. Mm. It just melts that brass that's going on. We get back. We're going to talk about a couple more if we have time for it. This should be very, very encouraging. Get the book. The book is, you can find out more details at VFNTV.com on the torch, but it's John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, forwarded by Steve Hill. You think about it. When Jesus was talking to the man who noticed that he knew his name, Jesus goes, you know, I remember you, you know. Mm. And he goes, you know my name? Yeah, we're sitting under the tree. And he goes, hold on a minute. You think that's something. You're going to see the heavens open over me. And you're going to see angels ascending and descending. So he talked about, you're going to see open heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so we're talking about open heavens, and we talked about, you know, carnal leadership and that thing earlier, but quite often, as he writes in his book, John Kilpatrick writes the books, When the Heaven is Brass. You can find out more details at VFNTV.com. He says, we work through men to reach men instead of asking the Spirit of God to move on the hearts of men to bring them to their knees.
Mm.
We're trusting in our own efforts, our own energy, our own schemes, our own philosophies, instead of the only thing that's going to change a person is the power of God. When we tell somebody about God, we're dependent on the Spirit of God to touch his or her heart, to convict them and share with them the love of God. God makes himself known to them through us delivering that, but you're not going to win them through some argument or through some force. And so, you know, about praying, about when the heavens are brass, you know, he's talking about here. And I thought it was pretty interesting, too, that he brings up in comparison to that, you know, you can have somebody right beside you that doesn't have an open heaven. So your open heaven is not contingent upon, you can't blame, you know, I don't have an open heaven because of my coworker or something. Because he uses the scripture I thought was pretty good. When you think about, when he's talking about the end times in Matthew 24:40, he says that there'll be two people in the field working side by side. They'll both be sitting at their workplace, one in one desk and one at the next desk. One has an open heaven. They'll be taken away, and the other one will remain.
Mm.
Think about that. And that's because that person had a direct line with God. I mean, they had an open heaven above them. So what is another thing that causes brassy skies? You know, that muzzle effect when you can't hear what's going on and God's not hearing your prayers. We talked about a couple things already. You know, it's just the soil is hard, you know, hard. The fruitfulness in your life and your work is like, you know, a lot of people are probably tired of hearing you go, you know, I work and work and work and nothing, I'll put my finger to the bones and nothing's happening. It's like, you ever think about, you not having a brassy sky and iron soil? You ever think about obeying God, getting up under some godly leadership? And the next thing that causes brassy skies is sin. You know, disobedience doesn't mean it's some sort of, you know, sin always. It could be God told you to go here and you say, I don't want to go there. This is where I want to be. God told you, don't marry that person. And you married that person. God told you, honor me with the tithes and all. You said you didn't do that. You know, this kind of disobedience. But sin is when you're in sin and you're just not coming out of sin. You're staying in sin. You're not realizing that's going to lock up the heavens over you. It's going to change the future of your company. It's going to change the future of your marriage. It's going to change the future of everything. All of a sudden, your family's going to begin to fall apart. Your marriage is going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And things will just be going, you know, just hard soil and brassy skies. And everybody knows something's up. But somebody in the camp is in sin. Mm. You know, somebody's in sin. Mm. And so one way to do that is just, He's dealt with the sin issue on the cross, and we can just say, dear God, you know, I've got to get the sin out of my life. I want to repent. This is sin. I'm wrong. And ask God to forgive you, and He'll forgive you. But you got to repent, which means leave that. You know, get rightly related to a group of believers who feel the same way about God, who want open heavens above them, and they want to walk in obedience and godly leadership, and they want to abide with the Lord and walk around with fertile soil and open heaven, mm-hmm. you know, above. And we have a little bit more time left. Another one he talks about in his book, John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, is the absence of prayer produces brassy heavens. The absence of prayer, not praying. And when, in fact, I mean, people don't pray.
No.
You know, people just don't, they, you know, for whatever reason, they just stop praying and you think about it.
They'll ask you to pray.
Yeah.
They'll ask you to pray, but they won't pray. Yeah. Now they'll talk to somebody about what they
They'll call you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you come down here and pray?
Yeah.
Right. Let me pray that you can pray. Okay. So then, you may be under some leadership that's not, it's carnal leadership. You may be walking in disobedience and these different things that we talked about. But this that you got discouraged, or maybe nobody ever taught you about prayer, but prayer is talking to God. We go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you to begin that walk with God, abiding with Him. Because this conversation with God, it's listening to Him, and it's we have a plan for you. It's iabide.org. It's a free plan. It's yours. But you got to begin to talk to God and listen to Him. And you'll find out the heavens will open up over you. It's amazing. And these other issues that we already talked about, He will begin to share with you. This joker is a carnal leader, and you're going to need to find some other place, because this is not about religion. This is a relationship with me. And this man's using vain philosophies and the philosophies of men, trying to hold you captive to do His will. You need to be in direct relationship with me. He was supposed to make you a disciple of mine, not a disciple of His. And He's supposed to introduce you to my voice and not His voice. And He don't even know my voice. You need to find someone who knows me, and He'll lead you to that place and give you a peace when you're so abiding is so important. Praying can lead you. God will lead you. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. And so that's a couple things, you know, in talking about, you know, do you want to walk around with an open heaven? Remember, He told the man, He says, you know, you're going to see, this is what Jesus is saying. You're going to see the heavens open over me. Do you say that? Or do you go, I wish we could have an evangelist come in so the heavens will open up, that a porthole of heaven would open up over this place? Or do you, the same Jesus that dwells inside of him or her, is inside of you, do you begin to speak those things and look at people and say, you know what? There's going to be an open heaven over me. You're going to see angels ascending and descending. The atmosphere of heaven is going to envelop me. I am going to walk in obedience under godly leadership in a prayer life and repent for the sin that's in my life. You know, and it's what happens. You'll find out you'll be often repenting because sin's often coming. Yes, but just staying repentant, you know, of sin. And in that, you know, God can use you. And all of a sudden we are doing what God wants us to do to be able to bring the atmosphere. And think about this. Imagine if cancer couldn't even come into your region because so many people began to walk in the atmosphere of heaven. Mm. Imagine if failure wasn't even an option for the economy in your region, because so many people are walking with an open heaven. Imagine if a breakthrough for salvation and for the lost, it's just an ease because there's so many people walking with open heavens over them. Imagine God just blowing open a whole heavenly hole, a porthole, the heavens open over a whole region, like over the Gulf Coast of the Gulf Coast region in America, over America. I mean, imagine that. The suddenlies that can take place. Or you can say, I'll just keep complaining about brassy heavens.
Right.
I'll keep complaining that my money goes through my hands like holes in a bowl. I'll keep complaining that nothing grows in my life, that nothing survives in my life. I'll keep blaming other people for what's going on. I'll still stick to this joker who don't know God or ain't hanging with God. Mm. And he preaches off of vain philosophies instead of somebody who knows God. And then you're just stuck, you know, in this place. I just want to challenge you. Just think about this. You know, hopefully, I think these are going to be made available to all of our partners, those teachings on open heaven in the atmosphere of heaven. Hopefully, mm-hmm. they'll come soon. And we'd like to make all that as a gratitude for yes. all of our partners who stand with us immediately for any amount whatsoever. You get these teachings available to you. And, but it's time for the church to be different. We're supposed to, not different in self-righteous, but different in the context of God's with you. And there's hope when I'm around you. There's an open heaven. I'm seeing the heavens open over you. And I'm seeing angels ascending and descending amongst many of you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.